The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
As Deacon was proclaiming the gospel, you never know when these things are going to happen. Sometimes you just feel overwhelmed by certain aspects of the gospel. And when he was talking about this famous phrase, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Last night I had dinner with a young man who's discerning the priesthood, and even the discernment has not been a very easy road. I was kind of thinking about that. But he perseveres so well, though, towards it and everything like that. And one of the things I'm always amazed at seeing is when people are discerning is just their sort of path of virtue, trying to purify their life and move towards the goal. And also to recognize that there's moments of failure, but we have to kind of keep moving forward. I think every time we celebrate one of the apostles, every time, in fact, we celebrate a martyr and we wear red, we're just reminded of what that perseverance really looks like when the greatest things are at stake. And I was thinking about how, when it comes to the apostles, there's often not too much that we know. Like, we're very curious. Like, these days, when you look at modern biographies, like, we want to know everything. What was the relationship with his mother like, and his father, and his siblings, and where did he grow up, and what happened, and stuff. And often we don't have that. And I started to think about it. I was like, I think there's really a reason why that is the case, is because the most important thing that these saints are known for was being a witness to the gospel and preaching it. And without diminishing that by a lot of the details of their life, that's the most important detail that they ever did, was that they were converted by the message of Jesus and that he gave them this charge to be witnesses and to preach the gospel. And we see like setbacks. I thought of setbacks in my own life as I was talking to this young man last night, and we expressed those different setbacks to each other. And you even see when Paul is describing this thing, because St. Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke, but then also the Acts of the Apostles. Some of you probably saw just within the last few years, there was the movie Paul, an Apostle of Christ, with Jim Caviezel in it and everything, and Jim Caviezel plays Luke, who is visiting Paul in prison. And it was said that Luke was the only one who really remained in Rome while Paul was in prison, which was a great risk to him. And through that time, you see the coppersmith treats Paul really badly in that first reading. He's like, well, the Lord will take care of him according to his deeds. But you notice that he doesn't really condemn him. He doesn't pass this particular judgment on him, but he's like, that's in the Lord's hands, essentially. I hate to say these things, but I think that you all know that they're there, so I think it's important to say them. But not long ago, a friend of mine, a priest friend of mine, was walking in Portland, And somebody ran up to him. He was with two other people, but he was the only one who had clerics on. He was the only cleric. Ran up to him and spat at him and you know, basically shared choice words with him. You know, the early apostles, the early evangelists were persecuted, and we're being persecuted now. We don't see it as much. You know, we don't like to really share those stories, but it's happening, and I think it's important to notice that it's happening. You know, sometimes it's a strange thing. I'm greeted by all kinds of strange looks. At the restaurant last night, the waitress went to one of the tables and had looked this way and then looked at the table to take their order and then turned back and looked again. And often that's what happens when I have my collar on, because I think people are just shocked to see a priest out in the wild, like actually just out in public. And sometimes it's funny, like people just double take and look at you. And I get everything from mixes of delight to disgust. And it's a weird thing. Perhaps even to walk around with a crucifix around your neck, you might even get the same reception when in the line at the grocery store or something like that. But it's a reminder to us that there are setbacks, but oddly, the Holy Spirit seems to push us forward even in the midst of the persecution. And we know it's the Holy Spirit, because when we think about ourselves, that we're totally incapable of doing it of our own will, without actually being bolstered by something supernatural. And that's the very thing that Luke preached and all the apostles preached, was a supernatural faith. That's dying in the world. There's very little left of a belief in the supernatural, the belief in God's providence over everything, his creation and his providence, and his divine hand in our life at every moment of our life. Remember, not just somebody who got the ball rolling and sat back and watches us. That's not the God that we believe in. One that is active and living in our life through the Holy Spirit all the time. And so as we celebrate St. Luke today, if there's a setback, if there's a difficulty, if there's a struggle in your life, remember through his example, through his intercession, through the intercession of all the apostles and saints, that it is truly one of perseverance, especially in the face of persecution, especially in the face of some of our own sins that are difficult to overcome. If we just keep these examples at heart, if we keep the Holy Spirit within us and be in the state of grace, then there's nothing that we can't overcome through Christ. God bless you all.